The van was parked almost directly across from the gym. Jackie stood between me and the van. She looked even more sullen than usual. "How's Lula?" I asked. "Have you seen her today?"
"They don't have no visiting hours in the morning. I don't got time to see her anyway. I gotta earn a living, you know."
"The hospital said her condition was stable."
"Yeah, they got her in a regular room. She gotta stay there a while on account of she's still bleeding inside. But I think she'll be okay."
"She have a safe place to stay when she gets out?"
"Ain't no place gonna be safe for Lula to stay when she gets out unless she gets smart. She gonna be telling the police some white motherfucker cut her."
I glanced down the street at the van and felt Morelli's telepathic grunt of exasperation. "Someone's got to stop Ramirez."
"Ain't gonna be Lula," Jackie said.
"What kind of witness you think she gonna make anyway? You think people gonna believe a whore? They gonna say she got what she deserved, and probably her old man beat her and leave her for you to see. Maybe they say you've been doing some whoring, not paying the price, and this be a lesson to you."
"Have you seen Ramirez today? Is he in the gym?"
"Don't know. These eyes don't see Ramirez. He's the invisible man, far as I'm concerned."
I'd expected as much from Jackie, and she was probably right about Lula on the witness stand. Ramirez would hire the best defense lawyer in the state, and he wouldn't even have to work up a sweat to discredit Lula. I moved on down the street. "Has anyone seen Carmen Sanchez?" I asked. "Is it true she was seen with Benito Ramirez the night Ziggy Kulesa was shot?" No one had seen her. No one knew anything about her and Ramirez. I paraded around for another hour and capped the effort with a trip across the street to lay some grief at Jimmy Alpha's feet. I didn't barge into his office this time. I waited patiently while his secretary announced me. He didn't seem surprised. Probably he'd been watching from his window. He had dark circles under his eyes, the kind a person gets from sleepless nights and problems with no solutions. I stood in front of his desk, and we stared at each other for a full minute without talking.